Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Dear saints, the stone, which was very large, had been rolled back. The women enter the tomb, and they see a young man, an angel, sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and he says to them, "You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him, but go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." Just as he told you, dear saints. It always goes just as he tells you. We don't always believe him when he tells us, even though we should know, we are Christians, that it will always go just as he told us. Jesus had told them that he would suffer and die and rise again. And no one had thought that was a good idea. A dying Savior? He needs to be alive to save us. A dying Savior is not a good idea. His own disciples heard it, but did not understand it as he had told them. Peter was bold enough to rebuke Jesus for even having thought about it, let alone having told them about it. And a thief from the cross tried to shame Jesus out of it. "Are you not the Christ? For that's what you have told everyone. So save yourself and save us. Come down from the cross." They all thought they had better ideas than Jesus. But now it is Easter morning, and who turned out to be right? Just as he told them. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Jesus' idea is a good idea. And their ideas were bad ideas. Jesus' idea was right, just as he told them. Jesus lives. They will see Jesus again, just as he told them. And their reaction? They went out and fled from the tomb. A trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone. But they were afraid. What happened to all fear is gone. They were afraid, either because they still did not believe that Jesus was right, just as he told them, or they feared that Jesus was right, and Jesus is right, and Jesus is back. And Jesus is mad. Dear saints, Jesus is right. And Jesus is here. So should you be afraid of Jesus, who is also your judge? You don't always believe just as he tells you. You aren't always saying and thinking and doing just as he tells you. We all too often live lives of telling Jesus that his ideas are bad ideas, and telling us how we should think, say, and do. "Well, I've got some better ideas in what I should say, think, and do." And how he allows us to suffer. "Well, this is hard, Jesus. I don't like it." And especially in who he allows to die. "I think you're just straight out wrong, Jesus." And so now, dear saints, that we hear that Jesus was right, and that Jesus is right, and that Jesus will always be right, and that Jesus lives, and that Jesus is here, what is Jesus's idea to do with you? who so often have thought and think that you have a much better idea of how to run your life and run the world and rule his church than him. Should you fear Jesus? Should you be afraid because your judge is powerful and present and mad? Why do we sing Alleluia? It is because, dear saints, that his idea is not to tell you how right he is and how wrong you are. But his idea is, in fact, to make you and declare you and to change you and to transform you to be right with him. And you are right with God. You are now righteous in God's sight. You are justified by grace because he lives, that Jesus lives, because he is present and because he is fear, all fear is gone, because the one who lives and the one who is your judge is also the one who is your Savior. And you are right with God, righteous in God's sight. Jesus has said, "It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. There'll be no more war." Adam and Eve had once said to God, "Your idea, God, is not as good as our ideas." And God could have said, "It is finished," right then and right there. Hell would have been their lot, and hell would have been your lot as well. Condemned. Perfect justice. God could have said, "It is finished," right then and there. But instead of God saying, "It is finished there," he said, "It has begun." That a battle had begun right there in the Garden of Eden. It was a battle between God being right and our being wrong with him. It was a battle between that which is true and good and beautiful versus that which is rebellious and selfish and prideful and ugly. The battle had begun in the Garden of Eden, and the battle waged on through Cain and Abel and Noah and Abraham and Moses and the judges and the kings and the prophets. The battle waged on through Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, through Jesus' baptism and temptation, through 3.5 years of Jesus' public preaching and healing. And the battle waged on through the Garden of Gethsemane and through 20 hours of torture and 6 hours of hanging and gasping and suffering, and 3 hours of outer darkness, of being beaten by heaven and hell and everyone in between. And it indeed had begun. And it is from the cross that Jesus then says, "It is finished." There on the cross, Jesus is suffering breath, his last breath. There on the cross, bloody and gasping, God declares to you and I today again that it is finished, that you are right with God, at peace with God, righteous in his sight. It is finished. And the only thing left for you is to continue to receive his gifts. It is finished. Jesus purchased you. You belong to him. He bought you back. I know that my Redeemer lives. It is finished. Jesus' idea of his death and resurrection was a very good idea. Death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? Jesus' idea for you today is to be here with you, to forgive you, and to pour out his mercy and pour out his love for you. Jesus' idea is to continually wash you of your bad ideas. And you are here today. And you being here today, and you being here often, to hear his word and to receive his body and blood, that is not my idea. That is God's idea. And it is a good idea today, and it will be a good idea next week as well. For it is here, dear saints, that you will remember again and again that your darkness is overcome with light, that the wrath that you deserve is overcome with his death and peace, that your fear is overcome with his hope, and that the death you have in you and that the death you have awaiting you is overcome with his life. You know, in some countries today, Christian mothers will wake their children up by washing out their eyes. It is their way of saying to their children that Easter should change the way that we think. It should change the way we see the world. It should change the way we see that Jesus works in this world. It should change the way that Jesus sees us in his eyes. Let's continually wash out what we so often think are our good ideas, but they never really fulfill. They never really provide. They never really give ultimate peace that we so often yearn for. Our good ideas will fail us. Jesus and his ideas will not. Jesus lives, and you are alive in him. And that is a beautiful idea. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.